The Peñasco least chipmunk is thought to only reside in the Sacramento Mountains in the Alamogordo area. As a result of its limited natural habitat and declining population, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife accepted a petition by wildlife guardians to add it to a list of candidates for potential designation as an endangered or threatened species. Wildlife Guardians works to protect and restore wildlife, wild places, and wild rivers in the American West. Taylor Jones is a spokesperson for Wildlife Guardians and explains what the listing means.
Candidate status means that though Fish and Wildlife does believe that the chipmunk deserves to be listed, its actual listing is precluded by higher priorities within the organization.
Now, is there an actual number of chipmunks that exist out in the wild at this time?
There's not a clear population count. It's more of a population trend. So while there's not a specific number, there is pretty strong evidence that the population has severely declined and is now isolated in two small populations in the Sacramento Mountains.
So what are the root causes for its decline in population?
The main cause is the loss of mature ponderosa pine forest. Historic logging is a huge issue. That's really reduced the acreage of ponderosa pine. And then in the areas that remain, the focus on fire suppression has changed the structure of the forest.
Well, what current steps are underway to help protect it?
Right now, it does have a certain amount of protection under New Mexico state law. It's listed as endangered in New Mexico, but that doesn't provide any direction in terms of habitat protection. There are some protections in place, but it would be great if we could move forward and see this chipmunk listed under the Endangered Species Act so that it could have the full federal protections.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.